UNHCR spokesperson Aileen Koh is the senior regional public information officer for West Africa. She has been covering the humanitarian situation in and around Mali. She said the increase in the reported number of IDPs fleeing northern Mali is a reflection of a number of factors.
The main factor is that our partner, the Commission on Population Movement in Mali, had better access to areas in northern Mali to be able to count the IDPs, thanks to better funding, which means that they had more human resources to go to these places and be able to count the people. The second reason is that probably more people have been displaced as they left their homes because of the insecurity in the north. So that also explains the difference in the number.
Koh said because of the insecurity in northern Mali, it is very difficult for aid agencies to access people there. As a result, UNHCR is getting its information from people who are actually leaving the north, as well as refugees who are fleeing to Burkina Faso, Niger, and Mauritania.
What these people are telling us is basically that there is a general insecurity, that the security is deteriorating. A lot of them are fleeing by anticipation of possible new fighting between the various groups operating in northern Mali. Because of the loss of livelihood also, there's nothing to do there. They lost their jobs. There is limited capacity to have access to basic services. But also they fear an imminent military operation in northern Mali.
Another big concern is insecurity in neighboring countries, Niger and Burkina Faso, to where many from northern Mali have fled.
It's harder and harder for aid workers to be able to access the camps. There are risk of kidnapping, of abductions, so that makes it much harder for people like us, like UNHCR, but also other aid agencies, to travel freely to refugee camps. We need armed escorts, which means also more funding to be able to pay these armed escorts, and also, logistically speaking, it's much heavier, of course, to be able to move to the camps with escorts.
The UNHCR has made a request for $153 million for additional funding for those people displaced as well as refugees, but so far only 41% of that amount has been received from the international community.
So that means that there are several activities we're not able to fund, especially education. Like, you know, the school has not started yet in the camps, which means because we are not able to, for the moment, to offer proper structures. So that means that a lot of the kids and especially adolescent boys are left without doing anything. We are really fearing that, you know, some of them might go back to Mali and get recruited by various armed groups in exchange of money.
For now, the UNHCR continues to work to provide assistance and protection to those fleeing northern Mali, an area overtaken by general insecurity. I'm Kim Lewis, reporting from Washington.